coming back to Mark again, as an archaeologist, would you have a kind of working distinction between what you would consider an artwork or an artifact, or just an object that might be used, in a, or do you have a more fluid understanding?
I think people often use the word art. I'm not sure that. I think probably we do talk about art in archaeology, and art is a very significant part of many branches of archaeology. But I think we tend to think, I think, more now about the role of an object, a role of piece of material culture, a role of something that's been made in the lives of the people that were first making it, and then living with it and experiencing it and working with it and dwelling with it. Subsequently, I think perhaps some of the more traditional approaches to art, you know, have sort of given way to thinking about a more kind of interpersonal experience of art, of things that are made, and not necessarily referring to it as art.
So would you have any role for the idea of an aesthetic object, or an object that's kind of useless, as opposed to an object which has some kind of function? Would that be meaningful from your perspective?
Yeah, because it is, for people in the present and in the past, objects of curiosity are significant. Things are significant. They don't have to be functional to be significant. They don't have to be functional. Well, they might have a function, which is the fact that they're significant. I think fundamentally we're interested in people and their things, everything that they've, every element of that relationship, and therefore. You might say it's a knife, but it might not actually be a knife. I mean, it might not be used for cutting. It might actually be used for displaying status or something completely different from what a knife is traditionally thought to be. So, you know, so I suppose we're interested in thinking about what those ideas might be, and perhaps challenging what people have previously said about what they are and what their purpose is. I don't know if that.
No, I wasn't trying to put you on the spot. It's just that, obviously, from an art historical perspective, the nature of what art is has changed so fundamentally, and it's been in question ever since the beginning of modern art. So it's a problematic question. Any art historian would struggle with that same question of what we deem to be art and what we deem not to be, because it's become very provisional. Artworks that were not previously artworks and become artworks. Artworks can, I guess, conversely, cease to be art, perhaps, that they're no longer valued in the same way. So I was just curious to see it from your perspective. But it seems there's a similar idea that it's an unstable sort of concept.
Yeah, I think it is. And different archaeologists would answer the question differently, you know, depending on how they viewed the kind of material that they work with and the kind of tradition that they come out of as well.